Madeleine Howard talking about the ice fruit packing centre.
And the other thing was what's, I suppose, known locally as the Ace, which is a small, now yeah. a small industrial estate. Was that there when you
first... That was definitely there, yes.
And what was there in those days?
Well, there was apple packing and Mr. Waite's, the orchard, and other apple growers used to bring their apples to him. I seem to remember the cattle getting out and the cattle getting in there. We had to chase them around in the well, I used to think Ken let the cattle out when he went out to an NFU meeting and the rest of us had to put them all back. So that was one occasion. But we used to take the throwouts from there in great big boxes and feed them to the cows. Mm. One time, because cows have a strange digestive system, and it could give them the staggers, and then they had to have an injection of magnesium. And one day again Ken was out, and the cowman Jack Booty had to go up the field, and there was this cow lying prone, and he said, okay, you know, give it an injection. I said, oh, I don't think I can do that. And he said, okay, do you want to sit in his head or do you want to do it? And say, and the first time, you know, very tentatively, no, don't mess about, you know, mm-hmm. he's going to throw it in. So, yes, and if Ken had asked me to do it, I'm sure I would flatly refuse, but because it was Jack, I did it. So there you are. I do remember being present on occasion when there were carvings, horrible carvings as well. And it was usually when I was pregnant, so yes, I know, not a good idea.
That's a certain risk, isn't it?
And bulls as well. We had a terrible bull, and when it finally went down to market, it lifted the gates off the hinges, and it caused awful problems. But there you are. That was all part of life's rich pattern.
So that was, as you say, that was the fruit packing station.
Yes.
Well, that obviously that's no longer its use. Do you remember how that came? What, Ace wasn't doing packing anymore, or what happened?
Well, Taylor's Lathcoats have grubbed up some orchards, like we grubbed up an orchard, and it was. This is what happened there.
It's just natural evolution, yeah, not the volume,
right.
And they rented it
right.
out to.
So that's right, and they rented out, so half of it has been sold and for housing.
But that was never actually part of the what is now Parklands Farm or
its
predecessors.
No. But that estate was the same time that we were moving here.
Press the button again to listen to the next clip.